Hi, everyone. Well, today is Wednesday, and it's the first day in November 2017. And as usual, we clear the date of today. So here we go. We got, it looks like, three ones going on here. So here we go. November 1st, 2017. So releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, there we go. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. That feels better. Okay. And let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen or screens, bringing you peace energy. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. If you have a situation happening, we'll release that timeline from you that you're thinking of. And you need to do that, so maybe think of it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on, Michelle. And are you ready to go, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, welcome everybody to the Creation Lightship Wednesday night live show. It is appearing all around the world if you are on the web. So welcome. We had a really great conference this weekend, and we have so many wonderful things coming up. I actually have kind of a list of different events happening in the next month or so. So I would suggest getting a piece of paper to write a couple things down that Ron and I will be mentioning. And one of those things was started, I believe you started that just last night, Ron, on the conference call. And it had to do with bringing new earth energies and anchoring them into our bedroom or onto our bed. Did you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yep. So here we go, everybody. Remember, we've talked in the past about having clearings done to clean your body out. And then when you have your body cleaned to whatever, we'll say percent is clean, you're able to take that part of your body to the new earth energy. And you're normally there sometimes automatically. And you can feel the shift and the way the energy feels, because you feel freer, maybe even lighter. So what we did last night is just an experiment here. And on our conference call that we had on Tuesday, and I brought the energy into people's bedroom, which would be their, where their bed is, and we energized that area, and also for some other people on the call, we energized the whole room. So then they could experience that energy. So what I'm going to do is make this available for people for this coming Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. So if you're interested in having your bed and maybe 3 foot around your bed energized with the new earth energy so you can sleep more peacefully, that cost will be $20. And if you wish to have your bedroom, which could be larger, maybe you have a, you know, maybe a large walk-in closet, maybe a master, bathroom attached to it. Everybody's, you know, location is different. And that would be $40. And then if you want to do your whole house, single story, it would be $100. And then each other story, maybe basement or maybe second story, something like that. Whatever you have for each story, it would be $100 also. And the whole house then, if you wish, would be brought into the new earth energy. Now, the only thing that I need to talk about is how do you preserve and keep that area pristine? Because some people haven't had very many clearings, and they may wish to do this, and it would start out perfectly fine. But then as you start to think and become very mental and or bring in dramas and traumas into the sacred location, then wherever you are, that part of that house would now start to be contaminated, and it would be on the old earth. Remember, it's up to you to hold the vibration of yourself and also of your house so that you don't contaminate it. So here's what I have for suggestions for people to maybe hold your space here. So one would be to, you want to do this location space clearing for 1 week, and that would be probably starting now if you wanted to do this process, and it's $10 for 1 week. You could do the, free daily samples, that we have on the website to help clean it out. You want to do the 2,000-year barcode, darkness barcode clearing. You want to leave the 12 source energies running when you're not home. And so you may also, want to do other clearings so that when you do enter into your house, you have clearings running to keep the energy that you're going to be contaminating with. You want that to be free. So that's the only process that you would need to do. And the more clearings that you have running, maybe when you're at work with your picture on it, the better off you're going to be. You can now do the exercise, I now increase my life force energy, which we all know about. And you may want to have be here in the now, at your work, do your finger exercise. And so all these are kind of examples of what you want to do. So sort of stand it over again. I can bring the energy to you and put it into your house, so it'll be wonderful. But then it's up to you to clean it out. Remember, when you're in the new earth, if you're leaking energies off your body, you want to be able to get rid of them so the clearing can help release the densities so it doesn't get, contaminated inside of your house again. So does that make sense to you, Michelle?
It does. It sounds fantastic. So there's a few things. So you said to continue keeping the energy good, the location space clearing, the 2,000-year barcode clearing, running the 12 source energy and audio, and also I now increase my life force energy exercise. Are there any prerequisites to doing that particular clearing that's happening on Saturday with the home?
Well, everybody should have their emotional clearing done for sure. Mental clearing is definitely a big help. You may want to do the possibly the mind matrix bundle. But basically, you don't want to come into your house carrying your baggage that you have had during the day into your safer space, because once that space is contaminated, it will not be in the new earth. So, it all depends how often you do clearings, which you should be doing now every day in order to, continue on to keep your sacred location, your house, cleared. And we may have other people who may want to comment right now, if they can send us something, what they think would help also. But the location space clearing could be a big one. But remember, when you come into your house and maybe you had a bad day at work, and you're kind of, grumpy and mumbling or something, or you had a situation going on, once you go into that house, you're no longer on, that location of the new earth. And wherever you are in your house, it will be the old earth where you don't want to be. So this is a personal responsibility to you to keep your house sacred. And so that's what you want to do, is keep doing that. So we'll see if anybody else comments on that. So I'll be getting the information on the codes, which I'll get probably tomorrow. And we can talk about that for the people who are going to be on our Thursday call. And then we'll have our BBS, call, and also another healing call on Friday. So we'll have that information on what to do and which one you want to have. So we'll be doing that on Saturday, like I said, at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. It'll probably be about a two-hour call. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. Well, just to keep on that subject, Ron, we did have a couple people already write in with testimonials because of the work that you did last night, and that was just a sample. So for the people who didn't know, this is what could possibly happen for you. The first one says 11-1-17, new energy for bed. Sleep was completely refreshing, relaxing, and peaceful. Slept like a baby and woke up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Will work daily to continue to maintain new earth peace energy in my bed. Thanks. Looking forward to Saturday. Okay. And then I have another one. Let me just find it here. Okay, this one says, there is so much to thank you for putting my bedroom on to the new earth. When I am there, I experience total peace, no mind energy, giving me thoughts. My sleep was perfect with no dreams, and anything I needed to find in my bedroom just suddenly appeared. Even better in having to leave today to go to work, I found that it was easier to stay in peace and doing the mind-to-heart drop because it was easier and more effective. I seem to take some of this peace with me and just keep it during the day, which is awesome. Thank you, and thank you for doing this. I am looking forward to Saturday. Okay, really great.
I could have you send me an email. You can send me an email of which one you want to have. So it's $20 for your bed, and that would be like 3 foot around your bed. That way you can maybe get dressed, sit on your bed, put your shoes on or something, and still be in the new earth. And if you want your whole bedroom done, closet, bathroom, if you have that, that's 40, then your whole house for one level would be 100. So you can send me the receipt for that, and in case you're not listening to the shows. But I can send you the code that way. It might be easier maybe to do that. And then just do the donation and send me the receipt for that, which you would like to have. Then I'll get back with you probably, maybe Friday evening or Saturday and send the codes out to everybody. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, good. So then we do have a couple questions. It says, can I do this as an absentee because I have to work that day?
Yeah, the house will be clear regardless if you're there in the house or not. And it's up to you not to come walking into your house being upset and having situations to contaminate it. Remember, this is your responsibility to hold your sacred space, which would be you, and then also your house so that you can hang on to this energy. If you don't do clearings maybe every day, on a daily basis, to help you out, it may not last maybe more than a month. So I would hate to have somebody think they paid $100 to have their house completely brought into the new earth energy where it's 100% peace, and then to have them contaminate it and to sort of waste their $100 if that's the case. So maybe this is your responsibility to do clearings. The free ones can help too, but you need to do your unlimited ones like on emotion, etc., to keep peaceful. You want to enter your house in peace. And by having your computer running, on a daily basis, with maybe the space clearing, and I don't know if you can change that to have it run longer or not as it's going, maybe you can put it on for a longer time, but that's kind of up to you what you can try to do. But we'll see what kind of comments we also get from people, what they think would be beneficial. So back to you.
Okay, so then the second question is, I have an upstairs, but it's not a full upstairs. It's a loft-type attic conversion, master bedroom only. Because money is tight, does my house perhaps qualify to do $100 for the first level and maybe $40 for one bedroom with a closet? Please advise.
Yeah, that would work, yeah. Yeah, that would work for that, yes, huh?
Okay, so maybe when they send you the receipt, they should clarify that.
Yeah, just say you want the downstairs and upstairs one bedroom. Yeah, that would work fine that way for $140, yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, because I'm sure people have all sorts of different configurations on their homes. And for you, it's a matter of how much energy it's going to take because the space may be larger or smaller. So, we want to give you what's fair for your doing all that work, basically. Okay, so this one says, I love the new Earth bedroom. I feel so safe in my bed. I really look forward to having the whole house done and maybe even the car.
Yeah, if your garage is attached to your house, so if it's attached to the house or a carport, I can do that location too. That would be included. But if it's separate from the house, I don't want to get it too complicated. I will not be doing that.
Okay.
Just trying to keep it very simple because everybody has their own particular concerns. But you could treat it then if you have a remote garage and treat that like a large bedroom, that would be $40.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. So there's another testimonial that says, thank you, Ron, for anchoring the new Earth energies into our bedrooms yesterday. I slept beautifully and calmly. Looking forward to Saturday to getting the rest of my home activated, too.
Wonderful.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see if there's any more in here, but I had another question here, and this is off that subject, so we can come back to that. This one says, Ron, is it okay for me to timeline crash dreams that my husband had that I was in because he doesn't do clearings?
Okay, the timeline crash his dreams, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're in it, yeah, if you're in the dream, yes, that would be okay to do.
Like he must have said, hey, I saw you in my dream last night. Wow. That's always a good one.
Remember, once you do this clearing, you know, if you do it on Saturday, you're going to want to, you know, keep doing some work inside of your house to clean it out, okay? Remember, your energy around you can start to leak out of your body and can start to contaminate. That's why, you know, I highly recommend the location space clearing to keep your place cleaned out, because you won't see the energy, but all of a sudden you're going to start to notice that your house is being taken over by darkness, and then you're going to be on the old earth. So I'm trying to say all that I can, you know, about this being your own personal responsibility to keep the clearings going and to, you know, keep your house cleaned out so you have a sacred space. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. This is a question. I don't quite recall this, but somebody had been going over one of the old shows, and that date was November 2nd of 2009. It was an archive. It said, a book was mentioned that Ron was going to write about the truth of what really happened in the Bible. Was that book ever written? I don't know of that. Do you know anything about that, Ron?
At the time, I was thinking of doing something with the healings, but no. At this point, no. I'm not probably ever going to do that. I don't have the time.
No problem.
No. Nope.
Yep. Yeah, I think for all the people that are, you know, working with you, you're doing a lot of different separate healings to help move us on. So thank you. Okay, this next question says, if I use my clearings on my animal friends, does that mean at ascension time the light will be able to find them? Do I also have to make an earth transport for animals?
Yeah, you may want to do the earth transport. Animals won't take or need that much of a clearing because they don't have a lot of emotions. But, yeah, you could do that. It doesn't take that long to do. So I would say if you would choose to, yeah, there's no problem with doing that. I don't know if it's exactly mandatory, but you could do it because it's, you know, you're asking the question, so why not? Might as well do it just to put it on, you know, what you're doing yourself when you do a clearing for them. That could be helpful. I do have information that I received, I think it was yesterday or the day before. I just can't remember what time's going by so quickly here. So finding some ancient alien archives that we'll say was in one of the underground tunnels that was first established here by the aliens. There was information there, many, many file cabinets of information. So one of the pieces in one of the drawers was the one of the drawers had like the skull and crossbones on it, which, you know, is death. And it looked like it was some type of earthly destruction, radiation, or something happening. The next cabinet that I went to had the date that the aliens were going to terminate this planet. So here we go, everybody. And it's in the future, so it won't be tomorrow, but here we go. The date would be all twos. So it would be February, which is a 22nd, 2022. And the time would be 2:22 Greenwich Mean Time. So that's when they were planning to use that number sequence to terminate life of this planet. So when I got that information, we instantly went out with the time-traveling soldiers and put a large defense grid up around the planet. And if you are enlisted, you are looking for everything that would tend to lead to this type of event. So we're looking into vortexes and stargates and everything that are here and going out to terminate whoever's at the end of those stargates and things. So if you felt a little strange last night, it was like red alert, and we're going out looking. This will be ongoing until that date, more than likely. So that was the end. So back to you.
Okay, thank you for that update. So is it completed, or are we still looking for it, Ron? Like, did we catch everything, or are we still actively doing this?
Still actively doing this. Yeah, this probably will not stop.
Okay. Well, that brings up an interesting question that I have next, and I am not sure if it's the same thing. There was a video provided, and I forwarded this on to you. But the question basically says, if there is some type of emergency situation such as this, would you want us to all timeline crash it? Anybody who has an available computer? Or is the secret soldiers the best way to go?
Well, at this point, I probably wouldn't timeline crash that date because we needed to find those timelines.
Okay.
So I would not timeline crash them. We need to find them and extricate them. And probably cut off some heads out there, so. And I'm sure that the Vikings are very happy with this.
I'm sure they're proud of themselves. Okay, but let's say it's not this, because it could very well not be this situation. It just talks about, I think it's something more like on the physical plane of the old Earth or something. But should we timeline crash, let's say, something that we're all experiencing right now, maybe?
Yeah, that would be fine, yeah. So if you hear, you know, like you know, bad weather happening, you know, it's a gray sky clearing, you can also timeline crash it. You know, something that's maybe destructive, like some of the movies you have seen on TVs where they have, you know, the sky's falling basically with something, you know, debris, et cetera. You could do timeline crashes on that. So yes, but that would be fine. Just always do that, the timeline crashing, and the more you do, the better off it is.
Okay, excellent. Well, I just wanted to change gears another time and mention again the 3 Sunday $7 healing sessions and the Saturday calls. So this time it's just a little bit different. It's going to be the first Sunday call on the 12th. And then the Saturday call is going to be the 18th. And then there's going to be another Sunday call on the 19th and another Sunday call on the 26th. So most of us have probably received that email. I just wanted to mention that really quick in case somebody hadn't gotten it yet. And there is someplace online for any new listeners on Ron's website for you to enter your email so that you can get on the email list. They just send you, I think it's like one a month, letting you know about the intensives. And the benefit of the intensives is that you are literally being worked on your physical body. So it's not just the energies around you or in you, it's your physical body Ron can work on, and he does a lot of specialty things on those calls. So it's really great if you could just even do a month just to see what it's like. You'll see if it's something you want to continue with. Okay, so Ron, this next email says, will you please send the Be Here and Now time change default? And I'm not quite sure what that is.
Yeah, I don't know either, so.
You know what? I think I do know what that is. I think somebody told me how to do that this weekend. So the Be Here Now is a free clearing on the website, right? It's actually the first one in the free healing.
Oh, and okay. I think they're talking about not going into the time change. So, yeah, this is when they can abduct you. When you ever have a time change, your first of the year, when, you know, the year changes. So you may want to stay on the old time sequence like we have right now for maybe 1 or 2 days without changing your clock back. You're going to have to readjust everything, but you're just going to know that maybe, you know, you're going to work at a different time. And that way, you know, the first day, you're not going to be caught up in the aliens collecting you, wanting you, abducting you onto their new sequence. That's how they reboot everything. So if you just stay on the old time for 1 day, then revert to it again, you'd probably be released from their control.
Okay. Then we have another email that just came in. It's a testimonial, a recommendation. It says mind barcode removal. And it says, with so much that switched from analog to digital and mind control transmissions, they feel less bothered by mind chatter. It was alleviated tremendously. So I think they switched to analog from being in digital. That's really interesting. I'm not sure when digital started taking over. I don't know if it was sometime in the early 70s, but did people not have the types of issues that we had until we went to digital?
Yeah, it's possible.
Well, I do know that old analog pocket watches are very cool looking.
Yeah, so basically you're looking at ones and zeros, you know, computer language, you know, on and off. And the other one is a sine wave. So it's, in a sense, it's not harmonics versus even harmonics.
Oh, well, that is interesting, yeah. Okay. Somebody wrote in and made a very nice list of the different expos that you may possibly be doing. I know that they are not solidified yet, so I'm just throwing them out there, but you have yet to decide if you'll be going to those, but people might want to just see if it's a possibility themselves that they would consider going. So the Conscious Life Expo is in Los Angeles, and that is February 9th. Through February 12th. And then the New Living Expo in San Mateo is April 27th to April 29th. And the New York one is not yet scheduled. So thank you, listener, for that. Ron will let us know if he is planning to
do it. I think they just scheduled it, and I think it's the something like 15, 16 or thereabouts. So it's the second weekend.
The Los Angeles one?
I know the New York one, the New Life Expo.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So then this next question, Ron, it says orb whole lifetime. So the orb clearing is a whole lifetime one. It says, when do you do the whole lifetime orb clearing? As it clears orbs from your past, does it change who you are?
Yeah, everything from your past will change who you are because you're carrying the baggage of your past. And sometimes physical issues from your past, by changing your past that created that issue, you may be well in the present moment in your future, which is what would be right now. So, yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, I like that. As soon as I said, does it change who you are, my immediate thought was, yeah. It's all good. So, yeah, it does, and it's better. You're at peace, so you're not being pulled in every direction that's out of your nature. You're going to be more in your own nature. It's nice. Okay, so our next question, Ron, says, although I attract men easily, I haven't had a healthy relationship in 25 years. I'm now in my 60s. I did the dark side clearing, soul family, self-empowerment, victim, trauma, emotional, mental, slave clearing, fear, and curse effective spells. I don't know what my billboard says, so I can clear, but men tell me that I'm beautiful and smart, have been perceived as stubborn, analytical, and hardworking, as well as doesn't want to work, not having too many friends to ask what DB says. I'm not sure what DB is, but do you have anything to suggest just off the top of your head, Ron? Ron? We may have...
I'm sorry, yeah, I'm here. I thought I had the button pushed. Yeah, you might want to go into the self-empowerment clearing and just see which one of those clearings might help you. Maybe there's something that you overlooked. And if that, could help. So it sounds like you want to be in a relationship at the age of 60 and nothing is working for you. And it could be that maybe, your billboard saying you don't want to have one, So it's hard to say what's going on. So maybe your body knows that it doesn't want to have one, but your mind's telling you that you should have one. So anyway, we'll see if anybody else here has solved that problem in case they want to be into a relationship. We can maybe get some comments from people. So back to you.
Yeah, and my first idea is that it doesn't necessarily matter how old somebody is. If you want to, then that's perfectly valid. There's got to be somebody else that wants to, but you are also dealing with somebody else who you can't really control other people. But maybe the self-empowerment clearing needs to be gone through very finely, and every single one needs to be done, even if you think it's not an issue. I remember the first time I did it, I just kind of did the ones that I thought I needed, and it was cool, but then I did it again, and I did every single one, whether I thought I needed it or not, and that really seemed to be very, very effective, and wow, I saw a lot of things change in my life. So, but, there is also probably maybe some type of information out there that could be seeked that might have some meaning for you. Who knows?
You might call it loneliness clearing, too. That means you feel lonely.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so, Ron, the loneliness clearing does not come as a whole life clearing. It comes as generational. So could they do that in the special clearing?
Yes, they could. They could put loneliness in the special clearing, yes. Thank you.
Okay, great. And then that loneliness would be cleared, and then the person would be giving off a vibe of neediness because they would feel okay that they were alone, and that would be fine. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. So let's see what we have here. We have a couple people just wrote in recently. It says, this sounds wonderful. I stopped sleeping in my bed a while back because of leg attacks and been sleeping on the couch. Now, last night, I was woke up with some more muscle cramps. So, Ron, can you see? Oh, they're wondering if you know what is going on. But I'll ask you, Ron, if you want to answer that, or if you just want to say do the clearing this weekend.
Yeah, just do clearings. I don't know what's going on there, but you should be normally peaceful in your bed at night. Remember, if you're on that call yesterday and you were in your bedroom and it was peaceful, but you got energy happening to you, very possibly it was your own energy coming back on you. Because there's no energy coming into the room, to my knowledge, that's going to affect you. So it was stuff that maybe you were dealing with that you were emitting, and it maybe came to the surface. And so that's why you want to keep those clearings running at night when you're sleeping. So back to you.
Okay, great. And, you know, it could be all sorts of things. You know, Calm is a supplement that helps relax your muscles as well. So if you still have problems after that, the Alien Attack Page might help, right?
Yes. You might want to try that one. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee that when you're on the New Earth energy in your bed that you're going to still hold that energy with your body, because your body is still contaminated. But the room should feel very good. So if you do feel things happening to your body, I would say more than likely it's going to be happening from you emitting energies, contaminating yourself. So that's why you want to keep the clearings up, like, you know, the space location clearing if you can. I just hope that we can, if the timer in there can be changed so you could have maybe 600 minutes on it and have it overnight and put your picture in front of it so that your room is continuously being cleaned with what you're emitting out of it. Remember, you could wake up or your body could be going through something because the body has darkness and you may be having thoughts when you're sleeping, maybe having dreams, and that process could cause you to have some discomfort, but the room itself should be fine. So back to you.
Okay. Well, I also know, Ron, in that clearing the alien attack, there is an option to say, I don't know what this is. So you would say unknown and do that clearing. Or you would say other. And then you would say, like, the part of your body that you think it was happening to. And you can just probably say muscles.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is we got an email just very recently saying, this is a response to you saying that you do not plan to do a book now about Jesus or anything having to do with the Bible or any book at all. I know that you are not into writing books, and perfectly valid. You're ready to move on to the new earth and everything that that deals with, because that's quite a lot. But somebody was wondering, do you have any idea if Jesus actually walked on water and if that's true?
Boy, it might be a metaphor. It's possible having control over the energies here, so that could be done. So I would say that could be true. As far as, I don't know what that would have to do with anything, you know, personally. Just the thing that could possibly happen. It's like when I click my fingers doing clearings and healings, it's instant. And so it just could be part of just being a light being to do that. I'm sure that it had nothing to do with grandstanding, you know, to try to show people what could be done or something. So anyway, that's the way I see it. It could be a possibility of what it was. It could be a metaphor, too, but I'm sure if he wanted to do that at that time, it could have happened instantly. So back to you.
Okay, well, I guess it's just kind of a matter of interest. You know, some people...
And it's also like when, like at the Expo last weekend, I was changing the water. I didn't make it into wine, but I made the water body compatible. So that's an instant thing. You know, I just do a count, maybe 1 to 10 or something. Like what you have on your website, and the water becomes compatible to you. So how much is happening behind the scenes? As I'm counting, say, 1 through 10 to change that water, there's a whole lot going on. But, you know, that's the way the energy works. So it's having control over the energy that's here, and you have to be out of time to do that. So back to you.
Yeah, so Ron, I was wondering, could you turn it into wine next time? I think that'd be awesome. Just kidding. With no sulfite.
Yeah, you want red or white?
Either is good. I'm good with either. Okay. All right. I think we need a little more clarification. Somebody said, I missed part of the show. Which call do I sign up for to get my bedroom cleared because I cannot be on the call? Is it a donation and then you send back the phone number?
Yeah. You just send me the information. So your bed and 3 feet around it will be $20. And if you wanted to do your whole bedroom, then it would be $40, and that would include, you know, a walk-in closet or two or something, whatever you have there. And it'll be in the same room, naturally. And typically, it would be your master bathroom if you have that, okay? Or a small bathroom that's attached to your bedroom. So whatever's there as you sit on your bed that you can look at. Once you go outside of your door of your bedroom, then that will not be covered. So the larger space for the bedroom would be $40. The bed itself and 3 feet around it would be $20. And then if you wish to do your whole house, one floor, including a garage attached to it, if you have that, you open your garage or you have a carport, then that would also be included. And that would be $100. And then if you have an additional floor, like the one person had just a loft where they had a bedroom, you know, maybe upstairs, that would be $40 added to the $100. And then if you have a second story where you have multiple rooms, that would be considered one whole area for a house, and that would be another $100. So that's how that would work. And I can't guarantee that this will last for a long time. It depends on you cleaning out your baggage. So the more that you can be in peace, which is how you enter into the new earth. Remember, that's how you come into the new earth. I'm just giving you and expanding that out so that you can live in the new earth in your house. So it's up to you to hold that space and to clean out your space, which would be actually cleaning out you and what your body emits off of it as far as maybe your auric field, negative energies, and by all means, you do not want to come into your house and have a confrontation or argument with somebody or start mumbling out loud about how bad your day was, you know, talking to your cat or dog or something, because right away you're contaminating it. So you want to do a clearing to clean out the baggage that you're emitting out of yourself, because that will automatically turn the room into the old earth. So if you do the clearings and do your space clearing to clean out your garbage that you're bringing into your house, then it could last for indefinitely as long as you keep the clearing up. And we may have to do possibly a call maybe in 6 months. We'll see what happens. The same thing, maybe for new people or maybe for yourself to re-energize maybe what you lost. You know, I don't know. I'm sure people would want to do it over again at some point. So we could try that maybe in 6 months or something. But right now, we're just doing the now. So people listening now are in the now, and that's who we're talking with. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. And the next email says, I have an alcoholic living with me. What can I do to help the person or help her to move on?
Well, alcoholics, you have an addiction clearing on the website. and we have entities. Those two would be very good.
Those two would be great.
And then you may want to do the body rejuvenation. But you have to stay out of this person. You just can't do one clearing hoping that it's going to help. And you want to probably do a month worth of clearings every day on this person. And hopefully, remember, the entities come in, and that's where the problem is. Yeah, so you just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. You may want to get extra laptops to run them. Maybe have each laptop be specialized for maybe one for entities. Maybe one possibly, maybe they have traumas, you know, maybe they have the addiction. So you may want to run, have one laptop per clearing that you're doing. And they put their picture in front of that laptop. Or you could even do it at your work. If you want to do it that way, it'll still go to them. But you need to stay on it, you know, 24/7. Don't turn those laptops off and just keep running that clearing. Back to you.
Yeah, didn't you say to clear entities, it's a minimum of like 30 hours or something?
Yeah, 30 hours probably minimum, yes. Uh-huh. That's continuous.
Okay.
30 hours.
And then
there's monitor, probably not. See how they're looking, yes.
Okay. And then there's also the possibility of getting a special clearing and running shame. Shame seems to be a general emotion that a lot of people feel, especially if they have addictions, and just the regular emotion, just the normal emotion one to start off with. Okay, so, and then you also suggested the addiction, okay, and entity. So, I hope that helps. Okay, so, maintaining new earth energy in your space, and this person has an apartment. The first question is, what happens if somebody comes into your apartment that you don't want there because our lease demands it because they're trying to move, so other people have to come in and take a look at their space.
Keep the space clearing up, and, that's about all you can probably do. Maybe put the person's name on it. If you find out who the name is, maybe beforehand, ask who's coming, and put their name on that clearing. And see if you can release the energy out of that person. So, it sounds like you have no control over what's happening. So that's what you need to do then. So, it can be a challenging at times. Most people probably have more control, but, aside from that, I would do that. Put their name down. At least run the clearings when they're there if they got to do an inspection or something. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Good suggestion. So this is a response to the woman who is looking for a healthy, fun date. It says they suggest the relationship clearing, and you have a relationship clearing on your website, and it covers current and past. So there's several things you can do with that one. And I've done it. I have to say, it is really great. It really helps you to get rid of all that old stuff you had in the past, even thinking about it. Yeah, it really works. That's a great one. Great suggestion, listener. Okay, well, I'm going to talk about another upcoming event that you have, Ron. Let's see here, because we have quite a little list here. So there's the room clearings, anchoring to your home, and Ron went over that in detail. So if you need to listen to that again, try and listen to the archive of the beginning of the show in a few days when they have it up. But then you have this other clearing coming up. And for now, we're calling it the Brain Cell Rejuvenation Part 1, because there's going to be 3 sessions to follow. So it's a 4-session series. And so far, I believe the first date is November 25th. That's a Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and the call is $20. So that sounds interesting. Do you want to tell us why you decided to do that?
Well, we got all the new clearings coming up here, and we have quite a few, you know, before the end of the year. So I can take payments for people, you know, maybe for a couple of months if you, you know, need to do that. Because the newest one is the one that could be costly if you wanted your whole house done and you have a second floor. So for that one, you know, just pay and have it paid off in a couple of months. I don't want you to miss out on it. What started with this clearing is that during the Mount Shasta event that I went to, we did this. And then I also, you know, I made a line in the floor and had people walk back and forth on it, and they could feel the energy of the old versus the new earth. I did it at the expo here a few days ago, and they could feel it. So I did that on, you know, on the call that we had, I guess, yesterday. And I think maybe you did it Monday, if not mistaken. Time is going by so fast for me that I don't, it's hard to keep track of what day it is. But anyway, so that's why I'm doing the whole house for people. I could have waited to do it next year, but I think, you know, why do it next year when you can have it done now, you know? So, and it could bring people a lot of peace. And it might just completely change who you are by the end of the year by being in peace. Remember, your body can recognize its old energy of peace from a long time ago, so you can start to resonate with that. But you must do clearings to hold that. And I would say if a typical situation were to occur, somebody comes into your house and has a confrontation and you think, oh no, they just ruined everything that I had here for the last month and was peaceful, then go in and do a timeline crash, lots of them for that occurrence to get it out of your house. But yeah, we do have a lot of energies coming. We have the on the 25th of December, we have the body, I believe, restoration call that people wanted to have. We did one, I guess, maybe, you know, 6 months ago approximately. Then we have the New Year's call. So that call will be $50 on the 25th. And these all start at 1 o'clock Pacific. We have the New Year's call on the 1st, bringing in the wonderful energies for the year. That'll be a $20 call, January 1st, 2018. Then we have the this upcoming call this Saturday. And then we have a call on the 11th. We have a workshop on the 11th, and that's $20 if you wish to have the phone number sent to you. We'll have to work on that one here. But we'll be having a call for that, where we have a basically probably about a 7-hour workshop where you can find out how to work with finances on the new earth. And also I'll be doing healing work on this call. So it'll be on the 11th on a Saturday. So it'll be a workshop call for $20, and you can listen in like we did at the expos here. And I'll have more information on that, as you know, probably next week here. So a lot's happening. So back to you.
Okay, so we really just have one more minute, and in that minute I'd just like to explain a little bit more about the call that's going to happen, I believe Saturday the 11th, so that's next week. It is going to be an incredible call. We have a specialist on what is going on currently with the finances, and she also is very specialized in the history and how it is affecting us into our future, and she's going to demonstrate and let us know how we can all move into the next financial freedoms that are coming to us. So it's really important and very incredible. I think people are going to be absolutely blown away. It's very unexpected to, if you're just watching what's going on maybe in the regular news, it will be very unexpected to hear what she has to say, and I think you'll find it well worth it. So definitely try and be on that call. And that's it, Ron. We're actually out of time right now, so we'll see everybody on Friday.
Okay, so Here we go, everybody. We have our call tomorrow, which is to release the replicas from you, the alien replicas causing physical condition. That's at 5:30 Pacific, a $20 call. And here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop, everyone. So naturally, you have to say out loud. And this is what you do. You say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we count from 10 to 1 backwards. So here we go. We do it all in unison here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. You're at peace now. You won't be able to think. So just stay peaceful. And for those of you who already have your bedroom situated where it's peaceful, have a wonderful evening. Everyone else, have one too. And we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody. Have a good evening. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And definitely thank all your listeners. Bye, everyone.